Benedict XVI said today that religious freedom must be fostered by the civil authorities. He also said the Church does not seek political power in society. His remarks were during the first state visit by the new president of the Italian Republic to Italy. Charles Collins has this report.
Although this was the first visit by President Giorgio Napolitano to Pope Benedict XVI, it wasn't the first time the two men had met each other. Back in 2004, the then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger gave a speech in the Italian Senate. It was there that he met the then Senator Giorgio Napolitano. In Monday's meeting, the Pope emphasized religious freedom, saying that it's not only the individual right of a person, but also the collective right of families, associations, and the Church itself.
Signor Presidente della Repubblica, le sono vivamente grato per questa sua visita, della quale...
In his address, the Pope also affirmed that the Church is not and does not intend to be a political agent, but has a profound interest in the good of the political community, and that it's up to Catholic lay people to affirm in society the principles that inspire them. The Holy Father added that it would be reductive to consider that the right of religious freedom is sufficiently guaranteed based on the absence of violence against or interference in personal convictions, or when it's limited to respecting manifestations of faith that occur in the ambit of places of worship.
Un adeguato rispetto del diritto alla libertà religiosa implica dunque l'impegno del...
The Holy Father called on civil authorities to create conditions favorable to the fostering of religious life, so that citizens are truly able to exercise their religious right and fulfill their respective duties. According to a statement released later in the morning by the Vatican Press Office, the two men also talked about the various situations around the world. Particular attention was given to the delicate situation in the Middle East, the ongoing process of European integration, and the serious problems of the African continent. The statement said that both the Holy See and Italy will continue to collaborate to bring about the best possible performance by international institutions. I'm Charles Collins.